Look, the COVID-19 pandemic shut down sport right around the world, from the major leagues to the postponement of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and of course all the community sport as well. So how has this affected the elite athletes, those who dedicate their lives to competing at the highest level but now have to train in isolation with no return date to competition in sight? Nina Kennedy is a WA pole vaulter and Commonwealth Games bronze medalist, and she spoke to Akash Fodada, who began by asking what stage of preparation for the Olympics she was in when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, so we had maybe done about 5 competitions. We travelled to Canberra, New Zealand. We'd done a couple in Perth, and we were just about to head over to Brisbane and Sydney for the national championships to basically get selected for Tokyo. And then I think it was maybe like a couple of days before we were meant to be, you know, flying out, and one thing was getting cancelled after another, and, you know, the swimming nationals got cancelled and everything else was getting cancelled except for ours. And then finally, the athletics got cancelled, and I think that's when I knew it was pretty serious.
Yeah, so your, competition there in Brisbane would have been cancelled a little bit before we had the confirmation of the postponement of the Olympics.
But
What was your first reaction when you heard that the Olympic Games weren't going to go ahead this year?
Yeah, I was following it quite closely, and, you know, the Olympic Committee were, you know, saying, yep, it's going ahead, it's going ahead. And then, you know, I was following some big, you know, big-time athletes who, you know, were previous, you know, been obviously before to the Olympics, and they were kind of saying, look, it's not going ahead, blah, blah, blah. So I was following it quite closely, and then, yep, sure enough, they said it's not going ahead. Yeah, initial reaction was, you know, I'm not surprised. Like, my gut feeling was it wasn't going to go ahead. But, you know, I'm glad they kind of finally came out and gave some clarity to the athletes that, you know, were still training in hope of going. So, yeah.
And you were fairly close to Olympic qualification when this happened. So how disappointing was it for you that the Games, you know, were going to be pushed back at least as a year, it seems to be now?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously I was, you know, disappointed. You know, I kind of just felt like all the hard work was almost kind of just going to go to waste, I, you know, had a little bit of a cry, but, you know, I kind of just thought, like, another year is almost, like, better for, you know, younger athletes, like, such as myself. So, you know, I kind of, you know, flick the switch and, you know, try to turn it into a positive. You know, I get another year of training under my belt, which means I can, you know, come out better, faster and stronger. So, yeah, it was hard to deal with at first, but I turned it pretty quickly.
My guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA is West Australian pole vaulter Nina Kennedy, who is a Commonwealth Games bronze medalist and was well underway in her preparations for the Tokyo Olympic Games before they were postponed until 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So, Nina, when all the gyms and facilities and things like that were first closed and you would have had to adapt your training methods, how have you managed to do that?
I was super fortunate and I got given some, I basically got my hands on some weight, like a weight setup. So, you know, I think I just have the bare basics. I have a barbell and then I have some weight plates and, I have some boxing gloves and some, you know, rubber bands to do some stuff, but it's not a whole lot. But it was kind of refreshing. It was kind of like going back to raw basics and, you know, just doing what you can do. It was something quite refreshing about that. And I guess in such a time where, you know, we're not preparing for anything in the near future, we weren't desperate to, you know, have all the equipment and all that kind of stuff. So, and I've also obviously not been able to jump either. So it's been nice to just, you know, step away from that for a little bit.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. I mean, pole vault's a fairly unique sport which requires some fairly specific equipment. So how do you keep up, I guess, with the jumping side of it when you probably don't have access to those kind of facilities?
Yeah, no, exactly. So you can't jump. But a lot of pole vault training is just like sprint work and, you know, weights work in the gym and, you know, just some general stability, balance kind of stuff like that. So, yeah, what did I do? I guess I just try to keep fit, you know, just work on my core, just work on my balance, just did some, you know, home gymnastics kind of stuff. And, you know, all that stuff is so important for pole vault. And, you know, even if we were preparing for, you know, a long off season, we wouldn't actually be jumping the whole time. So we always do take, you know, a couple of months off in the year from pole vault. So it worked out well.
And are you back jumping now?
Not yet, and that is just because of programming. So I think we'll start jumping in 2 or 3 weeks' time. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I haven't touched a pole in a while.
I saw some videos and things around of swimmers, for example, practicing their swimming stroke, you know, lying on the ground and having to get pretty adaptive with some of their methods. Did you do anything a bit unique and weird as part of your exercise regime?
Not even. Everyone keeps asking me that, and I honestly just tried to enjoy, you know, the break off. But we got given, you know, a program pretty soon after my break from my coaches. So, you know, I just kind of got back into my program from home, and you know, they did give me a pole. So I've been doing a little bit of, you know, like drills on the ground, so just like walking drills and planting drills. But yeah, nothing too crazy like those swimmers. But I did try, and it actually was quite hard. But yeah,
I did see the pole vault squad did a 1,000 chin-up challenge. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Oh, yes. I don't know even how it became a thing, but lots of our group members, we decided to do 1,000 chin-ups in the month of May. It was quite hard. I think it averaged out to be 33 or 34 a day. So, you know, when you miss a couple of days, you know, you're looking at 100 or 150 on one day. So, it was quite hard, but got it done.
That's a lot of chin-ups. So you got your 1,000 done?
Yes, of course I did. A couple of days early as well. I just wanted to flex on the boys, so I managed to do that.
And how are the shoulders and lats feeling now after all that?
You know what, like we, as you know, as pole vaulters, we do, you know, a lot of upper body work, so... It wasn't too bad. I think the first couple of days after, you know, after I started, I was a bit, oh gosh, what have I got myself in for? But, you know, if you do 10 in the morning, 10, you know, in the midday and 10 at night, it's pretty easy.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I've always found pull-ups pretty tough. Now that the Olympics have, I guess, tentatively been set for 2021 and we are returning to a little bit of a sense of normal with things like gyms and training facilities starting to open up over the next month or two. What does the next year look like for you in terms of preparation?
Yeah, so World Athletics basically isn't letting any competition before December 1 be counted for an Olympic qualification. So basically any competition after December 1 is, yeah, you know, this is, you know, a chance to qualify for the Olympics. So I guess up until then, we are just going to be training, off-season training, and then I think the plan is to start jumping early December, just and then competing, get out there as soon as possible, try get that Olympic qual. And then, yeah, have a couple of months of competition, go to our national championships, and then do a bit of a base, and then hopefully head to the Olympics.
And so when will you know if you've qualified for the Olympics? Will that be about this time next year?
It's like yes and no. It's a bit confusing in terms of qualification. So there is an automatic qualification, which very few people in athletics around the world will get because, basically the IAAF wants everyone to qualify through like a ranking system. So basically they take the top 32 girls in the world. So, and that's, you know, that's live. Like you can, you know, you can go online and see where you're ranked. So if you're surely, you know, in the top 32, you have a pretty good chance of, getting selected.
Well, Nina, thanks so much for joining us this morning and good luck with your preparation, training, and that build-up towards Tokyo 2021. Hopefully we see you there, and we'll definitely be following your progress.
Thank you so much for having me.